Blog Talk Radio.
Are you living a life of significance? Are you daring to dream, or have you stopped dreaming? Have you stopped dreaming because of life circumstances that have you disappointed and weighed down? Are you feeling overwhelmed by disappointments? Are you settling for less in your life instead of the best? Do you have a lack of confidence where you are on your journey and in life? Well, I want you to know that it is time to put your dream to the test. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together faithfully to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? You are working your vision so that you can achieve your dreams, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dreams. I must say that each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and empowering. If you've missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Monday is truly rich and insightful. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject. after which time we will open up our lines for your questions and comments. We truly do appreciate your interaction. It lends to a more vibrant and rich environment that we truly encourage. So we invite you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. And we're shaping up around our vision, around our dreams, and our goals. And we are taking pages out of the book by John C. Maxwell, one of my mentors, on Put Your Dream to the Test. And we're looking at living a life of significance. What does that look like? But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share with you in today's show. Allow your social media juices to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle. Go old school. Send a fax. Send an email. Do whatever you need to do. Ultimately, to invite someone to share with you in today's programming, we give an extend and heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with extending our outreach. I want to encourage you, if you don't already have your pens and notepads ready, grab them. Grab your tablets, your laptop, sit at your desktop, whatever you need to do so that you can capture the notes around the rich content that will be shared today on Motivational Mondays in our Shape Up series. Put your dream to the test. I want you to know that this is a very significant and important topic. As I've shared with you before, the reality is that 98% of people die without fulfilling their dreams. And the question that you should be evaluating, will I be one of the 98% people that do not fulfill their dreams? With that said, there are a lot of people in workplaces that they are completely dissatisfied with. They are unhappy in the environment that they are faced with. They are not feeling significant. They're not making an impact. They're just existing here on earth, taking time, wasting time, because they are not living a life of significance. And this is a subject that is so near and dear to your very own Global Master Trainer, Coach Adams, because I do not desire that for you. I am literally broadcasting today from Orlando, Florida, where I have spent the most amazing 5 days with one of my mentors and my friend, leadership guru, John C. Maxwell. I am a certified speaker, trainer, and coach, teacher with the John Maxwell team. And when I tell you, this time has been truly amazing. And a part of the central thread that continued to come up throughout the days that I've been sharing here in Orlando is on this subject and this topic of significance. Are you living a life of significance? And I want to continue to speak those words to you so that you will evaluate where you are currently on your journey, because significance is so important. It is what is most meaningful. Are you doing what is most meaningful to you? Are you living life on purpose? Do you have a clear trajectory of why you've been placed on this planet? Why have you been created? And are you fulfilling that assignment? Have you allowed fear to hold you back? Are you struggling because of the anxiety of fear and the unknown? You know, one of the greatest lessons that I've learned on my journey is that in order for us to get on the other side and achieve greater results, greater success, we have to be okay and willing to stretch out of our comfort zone. We have to leave that which is familiar. And I want to share with you that I, for many of you, you know this, some it may be new information for you, but I have an extensive background in property management and real estate. And I was actually in the real estate or property management, I should say more specifically, the property management industry in management for 12 years, 12 plus years. And I remember this was at a time when I had gotten the awakening of what I was placed on the planet to do, what I believe I have been created to do. And that is who I am today and how I live my life with each day, wanting to live life that is more significant. And so I had the awakening of what it was that I was placed on the planet to do, and that is speaking, teaching, training, and coaching. Very clear on that assignment. Interestingly enough, prior to having the awakening, I didn't know or have a title for that which I do today. And I was in property management and management, and I was feeling such frustration in my life. I was dealing with a lot of pressure because the industry was very number-driven and focused. I was with a large company, property management company, that it wasn't about that personal touch. People in upper leadership, they didn't know who you were beyond the numbers on a spreadsheet, so it wasn't a touchy-feely, personal, really know and engage with you. It was all about the numbers. Are you performing at the level in which we need you to perform in? And this was at a time where my particular community that I was serving at the time was going through some staff challenges. We were going into the slower time of the season, and there was just some challenges, some issues that caused for the numbers to drop. But at the time, I was the leasing manager, and so, of course, that weight of that, because one of the number one things that keeps a community vibrant and healthy is the leasing process. And in addition to that, what we call closing the back door, so resident retention and relations, along with having a healthy momentum in your leasing drive. But with the challenges, we were struggling just a little bit. And so I was under a lot of pressure, but I knew what I was placed on the planet to do. And I was at that time struggling to figure out, how can I do this at some level so that I can live a life of significance? I didn't know that at the time, but I knew I was searching for more. And many of you are listening in, and you are searching for more. You are there on that dead-end job, and you're feeling frustrated. When you understand what frustration is, it's a barrier to your goal. You're sitting there dealing with this barrier to your goal, and you're struggling. You go to work every day, and you're unhappy. You don't feel like getting up. There's no vibrancy that makes you want to get up. You're feeling frustrated. You're feeling disappointed because life has presented you with some things that you don't know exactly quite how to deal with them. And you're trying to find meaning in your suffering, and yet you're suffering and you don't get it. So you're not feeling good about where you are. You're not feeling good about you. And you're just existing. You're going through life, going through the motions every day. And there's no significance. I want you to know that I understand that. As I go back to my story, I got to a place where I was like, something has to give. Something has to change. I know that there has to be more for me in life. There has to be. because I was feeling to some degree empty. I wasn't feeling satisfied with where my life was at the time. And I was feeling a great deal of frustration. Can you relate to feeling frustrated? Feeling like you have these barriers to your goal. You're trying to get on the other side and you don't know quite how will I do this. And you're struggling. And so instead of fighting for greater significance and a more meaningful life, you have in some way given up. You've thrown in the towel. Oh, woe is me. No one knows the struggles that I am faced with. No one knows what I'm going through. Well, I have to share with you that no one's journey is perfect. We all deal with situations. And one of the greatest lessons that I've learned is that we have to live life on purpose. It is living life on purpose that we find greater significance in our daily journey. See, when you are in that daily grind and you are clear on why you're grinding, there's a greater significance because of the purpose attached to that. But many of you, you're not quite sure why you're going through. And in order for you to determine the why, because if we don't get to the why in our lives, act the significance because the why connects us. And so, step back and out of life to figure that out. I had to do that personally myself when I was in property management and real estate. I had to step back and begin to evaluate where life is. Because ultimately, none of us are victims. Yes, life presents us with different circumstances at times, different issues that we have to process through. But we always have the ability for change. But we have to make a decision to change. And many of us, we don't want to make a decision. You see, I realized when I was in property management and in real estate, that if I wanted different results, I had to make some decisions. I had to make some shifts in my life. And if we don't make a shift, sometimes life will present us with circumstances that make a shift for us. But bottom line, we're in a place where a change has to happen. And either you fully participate on your journey, as you've heard me often say, we can't be on the bench, on the sidelines. We have to fully engage and be in the game. And so my question to you today, around the subject of greater significance, what will it take for you to get on the other side? What will it take? See, because when you are faced with life circumstances, but you know that there is a greater meaning in that, you're able to process through the journey differently because there is meaning in your suffering. When we don't have meaning in our suffering, that's when we get into those places of hopelessness. We start to spiral down. And when we spiral down, for many of us, we can spiral down. And if we're not careful, it's so hard to get up. People can get into a dark, deep place. And when people are feeling hopeless, they feel like there's no greater tomorrow. Nothing's going to change. And when people get into a deep state of hopelessness, unfortunately, the reality is that is when people oftentimes will commit suicide because they have lost hope. And I want you to know that there's always hope. There's always more on the other side. But if you don't go on this journey of discovery, and finding greater significance is about taking the time, to go on a journey of discovery. I remember when I was seeking my purpose, I literally had to go on a journey of discovery. I had to be okay with processing through, taking the time. I started asking individuals, you know, what is it that you think that I do well? And interestingly enough, I actually tapped into a central thread. People were telling me, you know what, you have always been encouraging. You've always been very optimistic. You've always, you know, found the positive in situations. You've always been able to encourage me. You've always, and so when I started to hear that, I thought, clearly there's something with this. I need to discover this even greater. And so as I continued the journey of discovery, in that moment of seeking out the answers, and the wonderful thing is that when we begin to start to process around questions, life is about a series of questions. We get to the answers that we need. My mentors teach that contained in every question is an answer. And in order for us to find that answer, we have to first be in a state of consciousness. We have to be thinking. And many of us, we want to put our heads in the sand like the ostrich. We don't want to think about the circumstances that we're facing. Why? Because we don't want to make a decision. And so we think that if I keep my head in the sand like the ostrich and I don't make a decision, the situation will go away. But this is the thing. It won't go away when you pull your head out of the sand. That situation is still there waiting for you. That has to be dealt with. And if you don't deal with it, an outcome will come. But I would much rather get in the game of life and participate in the outcome than to have an outcome to occur, and I feel like I've been sitting on the bench and I didn't participate in that outcome, and now I'm feeling greater angst because a decision has been made because I didn't make a decision, and now I'm faced with situations, and now this is when we want to say, I'm a victim. Oh, woe is me. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. And I often say this, you're right, I don't know the trouble you've seen. But guess what? You don't know the trouble I've seen either. You don't know what I've had to face in life. I can tell you story after story of some of the difficulty that I've had to press through. Life is not an easy journey for any of us. If that were so, why would you have individuals that have all of the financial riches, the influence, but yet they still feel a sense of emptiness and hopelessness and have committed suicide? So that shares, that tells you right there that so often we think, oh, if I had the money, I would be so much better. Money definitely can ease the journey. But if you don't have a vision without the money, when you have the money, if you don't have a vision, you're still going to find yourself in the same place. Yeah, you'll have greater riches, but you still have this emptiness, and you're not feeling significant because you don't have a purpose. You haven't clarified your purpose. I want to clarify that. You have a purpose, but you have not tapped into it. You have not clarified your purpose. So in that, as I stated before, in finding our purpose is where we tap into greater significance, where we tap into the significance that brings about greater meaning in our lives. And I just really am feeling this so strongly that whatever you're dealing with, if you're feeling frustrated, it's because you have a barrier to your goal. And what I want for you is I want you to be able to tap into greater significance. And so I want you to know that significance shows up in three different areas. Greater significance for you, for myself. Greater significance for others, which are my relationships. And greater significance with others. So in each of these quadrants, I have to look for and determine how can I live life with greater meaning, which would now yield greater significance. Greater significance, first of all, for myself. You know, I often use the illustration of being on a plane because this is one that I know we can all relate to. When you're on the plane and they give you the instructions that if there was an emergency, they let you know there's going to be an oxygen mask, that if there's a change of cabin pressure, there will be an oxygen mask that will drop down. If you're caring for someone elderly or a child, put the oxygen mask on you first and then the other person. And so this significance for myself, it starts with you first. It starts with you tapping into your purpose. It starts with you figuring out what is my assignment. What have I been placed on this planet to do? Maybe you've already tapped into that. And if you have, that is so awesomely wonderful. But maybe you need to move it to the next level. Because one of the things that I've learned to realize, and this keeps us sharpening the saw, as Franklin Covey would say, based on the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, that if you are not continuously growing, sharpening that saw, then you will become dull. You'll become complacent. And many of us, we've achieved good, and we get comfortable there because we don't want to stretch to the next level. But the reality is that good is the enemy of great. And when many of us have achieved a certain level of success that is quote unquote good, we don't challenge ourselves to move to another level. And so wherever you are on this journey, it's never over. We never completely arrive. We are continuous works in progress. So I have to find significance for myself first and foremost. That is from the inside out, and that comes from purpose. In addition, significance for others. How can I serve others? Once I am at peace with my significance and purpose, how can I now give back to others? Because life is not just taking from the environment. We have to blow and give. So significance for myself, figuring out greater meaning for my life personally. And when I figure that out, then I tap into the significance for others. How can my life be used to make an impact into the lives of others? How can my life be used as a change agent to transform the lives of others? Do you know what's so profound? If you simply impacted one person each day, that you brought greater significance, talking about greater significance for others, that you brought greater significance to just one person each day. There's 365 days in a year. If you touch one person a day, over a year's span, you personally have touched 365 people. It doesn't have to be anything major, but think about that. Think about your sphere of influence, how you now have been an impact and you've brought greater significance into the lives of 365 people. If you touch one person each day. Now, depending on what your assignment is, your assignment may give you the capacity to touch a broader base of people. If you're an author, if you're a musician, if you're an inventor and you've created something that meets a need, a business owner that has a service that meets a need, a filmmaker that brings a film. So whatever that looks like, we're just talking on a smaller scale. But your vision may allow you to have a greater outreach capacity. But even without that, if you touch one person each day, you've now tapped 365 people from January 1st to December 31st in any given year. That is truly a wow if you think about it. Because significance, again, is about meaning. In addition to finding greater significance for yourself, starts with me first. And then I extend it out to others. And then I do it with others. So this can be your volunteer outreach, serving with other people. Separate from serving others, you're now serving in community with others. Now you have greater meaning and significance. I have to share with you that, as many of you know, I've been serving my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, as their global master trainers since 2006, 5, 6, right in there. I have had the amazing privilege to travel the globe with them, and I've been to some amazing places, and I've met some amazing people. And yes, I know I've said amazing 3 times. It's intentional. Because what? It was amazing. But this is a thing that I want us to understand. I had the opportunity to go to the Ukraine. We're talking about significance. And some of you may have heard this story, and I don't mean to bore you with this story, but this story touches my heart. And it really and truly drives this point home. As we're talking about bringing greater significance to others. See, I've been fortunate to serve in my capacity as Global Master Trainer for an organization that is about transformation. In my coaching practice, life is about, my vision is about transformation. So the two blend so wonderfully well together because I definitely am a change agent. And I believe in individuals needing to make that connection with why they've been placed on the planet to do. And in that, when you make that connection, because everything was created for and has a purpose, that when you make that connection, there is greater significance and bringing greater significance to others. And so in this capacity, having the opportunity to see the significance in the lives of others just by a kind gesture of a box of chocolate in the Ukraine Now, what I didn't know, because we as Americans, we're so spoiled, we take everything so for granted. I'm an American. I'm in that boat myself. And so I didn't quite get the significance, the weight of this gesture until our travel partners shared with me, because of the dynamics there in that region. It's, I mean, truly impoverished. To have a car, you're at another level of affluence. Most people don't. They're not able to have transportation, their own public transportation. They're living in housing that, as we would say here in the States, looks like the projects. So the psychological environment is not one of affluence by any means. It is representative of a poverty-stricken area. There's a gap there. It's either you have it or you don't, the haves and the have-nots, as you've heard that term. And so for this individual to give me a box of chocolate, that was a great sacrifice for them. And when you look at everything in its context, but yet they had and experienced such an impact that their lives had greater significance, and in some way, not even being able to speak the language, wanted to be able to communicate and convey a genuine thanks for what has brought greater meaning, significance to their lives. And I thought, that is such a wow. And that is what our journey should be all about. In that, I can say that because I have made the connection with my assignment, why I was created, what I've been placed on the planet to do. So I've done that work. I'm constantly growing to another level. I am a lifetime learner, and I truly believe that we have to continuously grow. Something that we actually spoke about at the John Maxwell leadership training that I have just completed, that you have to be willfully growing continuously. We can never think, I have arrived. We never arrive. We are constantly in process. And you've heard me talk about that for those that listen in on a regular basis. And so, significant. I start with myself. I find that greater meaning for me. It starts with me. I have to put the mask, the oxygen mask, on me first. I can't save others without making sure that I'm healthy and I have what I need. Once I meet that, then I can now reach out to the person next to me. I can put the mask on them, and that's where that significance for myself and then for others. And then I establish a sense of community in which I'm serving others through community. So I take care of myself. I take care of someone else. And I serve and do this in a sense of community. So I want to encourage you that you have to be willing to dare to dream. When we're talking about putting our dream to the test, I want you to know that I am preparing, Coach Adams is preparing to launch a focused mastermind on this subject. If you're interested in participating and diving deeper into this in a more intimate setting, that you're getting coaching support and empowerment around this subject of putting your dream to the test and evaluating that. Because this is a thing that I've learned to be true, that if you don't put your dream to the test, for example, one of the areas is passion. If you're lacking passion, or if you're looking at the 10 areas and you only have one, it is not likely that you will continue. And so you want to really be able to evaluate this process of your dream so that you can get into a healthier place with your dream. You know, I often share the story that one of my coaching clients, I coached her literally out of supporting me in her capacity. And I was okay with that. And I was okay with that because she made the connection with why she was placed on the planet to do. And if you don't make that connection, you will never have fulfillment. Because you have a barrier to your goal. There's a bottleneck that you have to allow to be released. And that release happens when you take and go on this journey of discovery. So I want you to know that if you're interested in the mastermind group, you can send an email to admin@coachadams.com. admin@coachadams.com. We'll be happy to send you additional information, and or you can call. Our representatives will be happy to take your call at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101 for the Put Your Dream to the Test Mastermind Roundtable. Looking forward to having you participate in that. But I want to challenge you. I want you to be challenged in the area of dreaming. Dream bigger than you have dreamed before. Whatever your dream is today, right now, I want you to expand that and dream bigger. And if you're not already doing a vision board to have an image of your dream, what is it that you desire? Get clear on what you desire. So dare to dream. Prepare the dream. The dream is not going to just happen. You know, it's interesting because I realize in certain areas I'm tight, I'm good, but there's other areas that I have to grow in greater discipline. And so whatever that looks like for you, this preparation is about discipline. And so we have to have a plan on our journey and be committed to that plan, whatever that may look like. Making sure your time management is focused in the areas in which it needs to be focused in. Wear the dream. When you're wearing the dream, it's your passion speaking, what's on the inside. You have such a fire for your dream. You can also wear it literally and or figuratively. So literally, you can have t-shirts and wear that you are speaking your vision, whatever that looks like. Or you're wearing it in your passion. And whenever you have the opportunity to speak and tell the vision, television, telling your vision to others, they can now see your dream, and they're able to buy in with you on your dream. Don't hesitate to repair your dream. If there are areas in which you have fallen short, make the adjustments where you need to adjust. John Maxwell was telling us about a new book that he has recently on the market called Leadership Shift. Leadership Shift. And as a leader, you have to be able to make a shift. Whenever you see yourself getting off course, you find that something is not working. Do what you need to do to make the adjustments. And don't feel funny about making the adjustments. There's nothing wrong with falling down. Failing is a part of the process on the journey to success. And many of us are afraid to fail. But guess what? If you don't take a risk and step out, if you're afraid to fail, you will never achieve your dreams. You will never achieve greatness. And fear, it's been stated, it's false evidence appearing real. So you have to break the chains of that false evidence. Make a decision. We have to make a decision, and this is the hard part. I can't get on the other side of the fear. if I don't stretch out? You know, I often share with people, and people that know me, they know this about me. I'm an only child who is truly, at her core, she is a loner and an introvert. She's very reserved. I know it's hard to believe that when you meet her in the coaching environment or a speaking environment, training environment, it's hard to believe because she's such an extrovert on the stage, in front of people, in those capacities in which I serve. But at my core is a loner who is an introvert. And so I share that with you because it is important to know that your dream will be challenged. And regardless of the fears that you are struggling with, if you don't make the decision to break free on the other side and take a risk, you won't discover new territory. For example, last year when I came to the John Maxwell certification, I didn't know what was on the other side. I had never been to Florida. I was going to be traveling solo on this journey. And yet, I could have allowed the fear of the unknown, the false evidence appearing real, to prevent me from stepping out, which many of us do. We allow fear to paralyze us. It gets us stuck. We're not able to move. We miss opportunities because we're trying to, you know, figure it all out analytically and, you know, Google everything, every detail, and have everything so perfect and every I dotted and every T crossed. Oh my gosh, we get into all of whatever that may be. And so we don't step out. If I was to allow fear to have held me back when it came to going to the Ukraine, I would have missed the beautiful expression from the individual that not even speaking the language wanted to say, wow, thank you. Your life has brought greater significance to my life. And so I have found that on the other side of life stuff, there have been great opportunities for me to be able to engage in. And I want that for you. I've had some and made some amazing opportunities of memories that I can take with me that will last a lifetime because I was not afraid to step out. I'm not perfect. I'm not saying that there are not times that I don't struggle, but I want you to know that in order to get on the other side, you have to make a decision. And you may find this beautiful journey on the other side, but you will not know until you step out and take a risk. So I want to share with you as we go back to our steps here in dreaming, dare to dream. We're putting our dream to the test. Today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. And I want to share with you that this is a time in our programming when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. You're welcome to press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. You do have to dial in. Unfortunately, you can't sit at your tablet or desktop, laptop, your electronic device. You do have to actually physically dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your keypad to add yourself to the host queue. And we'll love and welcome, appreciate your questions and comments around today's discussion of finding greater significance. And so back on our subject of significance, I want you to be reminded that significance comes when you find significance for yourself. It's about you first, and then you extend out to others, and you serve with others. So within yourself, you help someone else, and then you serve in a group with others. As we continue, we want to share with you and remind you of those areas that you should be focused in on. And if we get a caller, we'll bring and transition that individual in. Other than that, we want you to also be aware that we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. This is a great opportunity and way to continue the conversation. It is an open group that anyone is welcome to join. So just simply send an invitation and we will definitely make that connection for you. So as we're putting our dream to the test today, and remember, if you're interested in the Put Your Dream to the Test Mastermind Roundtable, send an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you may give us a call at 310-289-2101. So I want to remind you to dare to dream. Dare to dream. Take a risk. Step out. Dare to dream big dreams. I want you to think about the dreamers around you, the things that you see. You probably have an iPhone in your hand. Do you know that that came just from the thought of a dream? The computer that you're sitting at, this smartphone device, maybe it's not an Apple, maybe it's an Android, which is anything other than Apple. Whatever that may be, it started with a dream. The house that you live in that you did not develop, the apartment community, the car that you drive, lease, that you're purchasing, that you've purchased, whatever that looks like. All of these areas that we're talking about started with a dream. So dare to dream. Your dream is never too big. And if you're able to dream it, believe me, if you can conceive it and believe it, you can also achieve it. Great pearls of wisdom from Napoleon Hill. Think and grow rich. Prepare the dream. Prepare is about the planning. You have to have a blueprint, a roadmap, business plan. You have to have a strategy associated with the achievement of your dream. You have to move with intentionality. Law number one in the Invaluable Laws of Growth by John C. Maxwell. Number one is intentionality. And many of us are moving through life haphazardly. We don't have a vision. We don't have anything that we can even cast the vision around. We wonder why we don't have people following us. We get frustrated by it. We feel that we're a leader. But yet, leaders are people with vision. And if you don't have a vision, how can you expect for someone to follow you? People follow vision. And so you have to prepare for your dream. You may have to sacrifice and put some things to the side so that you can grind and do what you need to do. Wear the dream, literally and figuratively. Wear it as logos so you're constantly marketing. Wear it in your passion. Repair the dream. Sometimes when we design things, we have to make a shift. We have to tweak it. And that's okay. That's not a license for you to just simply quit. You simply redesign as you need to. Sometimes we put something in the marketplace and we realize, you know what? I need to make a shift right here. Tweak, make the adjustments. Get the tools out of your toolbox and do what you need to do to adjust. The need to repair does not mean that it's a wrap, it's over, to quit, to throw in the towel. It's exactly that. Repair. Make an adjustment. Tweak what's broken. Tweak what's not working properly. Just simply repair it. Make an adjustment. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. Continue on your journey to win. Share the dream. Every opportunity that you get, you should be speaking your dream, casting that vision, telling your vision with great fire and passion. People are attracted to individuals that are passionate. Passion is contagious. If you speak your vision boldly with passion, others will follow. They will say, how can I support you? How can I make the connection with you? Because people are attracted to passion. So you may need to do a passion check and see where you are on your process, on your journey. For those of you that may not be aware, if you're not aware, that means that you have been hiding underneath a rock. And so we're going to educate you just a wee bit. Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to win. And I definitely desire to be that base of support for you. Have quite a significant toolbox of tools of empowerment to support you to win. And we want you to know that with that, you're constantly going to be built up and empowered in the area of achieving greater significance along with greater success through the full circle of empowerment that Coach Adams has to support you on your journey to achieve greater results and that successful win. In addition, everything is focused around, we have the group coaching, individual coaching, speaking, teaching, training, and empowerment, all of which is designed and crafted around vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. Vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. So I want you to know that wherever you are, we have tools available in our toolbox to support you in this process that you would win. Receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally through all of the various tools that Coach Adams has available for you to support you. I want you to know that we are signing off for now. Again, if you are interested in joining us and getting involved in the Put Your Dream to a Test, to the Test Mastermind Roundtable, shoot a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you may send, in addition to the email, you may drop us a quick line at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. We thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. Join us for our next installment of Motivational Mondays. And if you have a show idea, a topic you would like to hear discussed, or a guest, let us know so that we can accommodate that for you. We thank you again for tuning in. Have a magnificent Motivational Monday. We'll talk to you soon.